All right, today we're talking about referrals. And, you know, in my network, I have some people that I know that are just absolutely super dynamic at getting referrals. And this post is a lot about some of the things that they do, some of my experiences. And really, you know, referrals are just such a huge part of your business. And I started to write this post, and it got a little bit out of control. It became quite long because I think there's a lot of people out there, you're probably one of them, that are thinking, you know, how do I get more business? How do I get more referrals? Because we all know referrals are a huge part. So let's go into this. This post today is all about the best way to get a referral and some processes you can use to really take advantage of that. So let's get started. So we've all heard that our best source of new business is through word of mouth, right? Well, there's one way to drive referrals that is guaranteed to work better than any other technique. And this is a longer post, so it's one you should read, save, and refer back to if you want to increase your sales. And if referrals aren't the lifeblood of your business, my first question to you is, why not? See, today as consumers, we're all inundated with marketing messages and pitches telling us to buy this thing versus that thing, or that we have the lowest price, or are faster, better, or even sexier than the other guys. And if you're like me, you're trying to wade through this world of changing online marketing, advertising, and selling. And we're looking at all this stuff and we ask ourselves, how do we sort through all of this information? How can we make our lives easier as consumers? Simple. We ask other people what they think. And that is exactly why sites like Yelp, TripAdvisor, and Amazon have been so successful. We're much more willing to trust the opinions of strangers than those of the person selling to us. And that, my friends, is exactly why referrals should be a massive focus for your selling efforts now and into the future. And over the coming months, you're going to see a lot more from me on selling more effectively, understanding customer behavior, and building better repeatable practices. Referrals are simply the best of all the ways you can build your business. Think about it. When was the last time you bought a car, went to dinner, or watched a movie without first asking someone that you know, what do they think about it? Or deeper still, asking someone you know what they think would be best for you. See, referrals are powerful tools, and often I say people suck at generating them, repeating them, and following through on them. So I'm here to help. First, you know, let's talk, what is a referral? Before I tell you the best way to get a referral, let's first understand what a referral is. A referral is earned and transferred trust. Let me say it again. It's earned and transferred trust. And there's a button on the post, you can just tweet that, y'all. And it really is that simple. But the key is that it contains two parts, earned and transferred. See, earned trust. It's one thing to get your customers to know, like, and trust you. That's the key to selling anything. And for the most part, you can satisfy your clients, help them solve problems, and give them what they ask for. You may even get them so excited that they'll tell people about your experience with you and your company. That's earned trust. But transfer trust, this is where the magic happens. As humans, we're all a little bit insecure. Heck, you know, like me, most of us are really insecure. We are afraid of rejection, we get nervous around new people, and we definitely don't like looking stupid in front of our social circles. So if you remember anything in this post, it's this point. When someone gives you a referral, they are trusting that you'll follow through on what they said you would do. Let me say it again. When someone gives you a referral, they are trusting that you're going to follow through on what they said you'd do. They're putting their social capital on the line to say, I trust this person or business, and so should you. Now, this is massive. And a referral is your opportunity to make the person who referred you look really smart and help them increase that social capital. See, but the danger comes when we take referral shortcuts. So let's talk, how should you handle a referral? This section could probably be its own 10-part article, but I'm going to try and keep it straightforward. One of the craziest things I see people do is mishandle the word-of-mouth business they receive. You'd be surprised to know that quite often salespeople, customer service reps, and even business owners take these referrals for granted. Perhaps this has happened to you when someone says, oh, my friend Jenny told me you guys were awesome and that you could help me. And you think to yourself that this will be a slam dunk sale. So what do? Well, maybe you rush through to the sales pitch, you forget to build trust and rapport, and you essentially try and push them to a decision. And lo and behold, they don't buy. They go back to their friend Jenny and tell her that it wasn't at all the way she said it would be. When you get a referral, you have to be on your 100% best to demonstrate that they were right to refer you. The potential new customer should be treated as if they were the only customer that ever existed. Now, all your customers should be, but that's a different discussion. You can't skip steps. You can't make assumptions, and you must ensure that they feel the way they expected to feel. You have to deliver on that promise that the person referring them made. See, I tell you this because I've screwed up many referrals in the past for this exact reason. I did a great job with a client. They were excited and they sent someone to me who said, "Hey, you're supposedly the best. I'm interested in buying from you." And in my massive egoistic ways, I thought, "You're darn right I am. This one's going to be an easy sell." So what I do, I jumped to the pitch. As soon as I did, I knew it was all over. I saw the look in their eyes that told me, oh God, here we go. This guy's giving me the sell. What has my friend got me into? And by that time, it was too late. I turned into that guy. The next words out of their mouth was, "Great, let me go home, think about it, and I'll get back to you." Basically the kiss of death. Let me be straight with you. This has happened a bunch of times, and that's why I'm trying to help you here. Treat your referrals like gold and make the person who referred you look brilliant. This seems like such a simple concept, but so many people screw it up. Just please, please listen to me here. Okay, the next one. Let's build a referral game plan. Don't wait for referrals to come to you. By now, see, I hope that you understand that there's power and danger in referrals. Done properly, you can grow your business very quickly with the right customers. But done poorly, and you can ensure a speedy trip towards a crappy reputation. Okay, so let's say that you have all that information that we just talked about dialed in. You handle the referrals properly, you ensure the service level is top-notch, and you deliver on your promises that you've sent. Now, how do you get more of them coming in? Well, it's not done by hoping your customers are actually going to go out and solicit new business for you. That's what I would call an unpredictable marketing model. Cross your fingers and stare at the phone until it rings, right? The smart way is to build an empowered referral network. Help your customers understand who they should refer, that you value those referrals, and that you can be trusted with their networks. You must make it a part of your processes. And as you may know, that's what I specialize in. I help my clients tighten up their processes for repeatable results. Here is a simple 8-step referral process you can use with your business. This is a bit detailed here. Step 1, identify and be able to quickly describe your ideal customer. Now, this may sound easy, but have you actually taken the time to create those customer profiles, especially on your ideal clients? See, often when I ask someone who I should refer them to, they give me the silliest answer. Well, anyone. Oh, okay, great. Well, I know anyone, so should I just tell everyone to come and buy from you? To quote from Jerry Maguire, help me help you. Tell me who would be a great fit as a customer, who would have the same values as you, and who would really be excited to meet with you. Then I can go through my mental Rolodex, and yeah, I just use that word, or better yet, I would actually break out my phone and call that person directly. How would you like to be able to describe to your client and then have someone pick up the phone right there and call a referral for you? I just did one yesterday. So much easier than a Facebook ad and a quick, it's such a cool way to do it. How many times have you been able to actually do that where somebody's just going to actively drive a referral for you, same place, same time? So a little shameless plug for me. See, just to help you understand this, my ideal client is someone with an established business that has existing customers doing less than $1 million per year and is ready to develop repeatable sales and marketing systems to grow predictably to the next level. I help my customers identify those highest value activities, craft the right offers for the right customers, and scale their business, and we focus on the ROI. See, I'd love to meet anyone that fits that description and give them some free advice, free sample sessions on how to do just that, and then see if we may fit. See, keep in mind, I said ideal. I work with businesses of all sizes, but the ideal is where these referrals come in. You can probably picture someone that fits that profile I just described, right? I don't really need referrals for my other projects, but that client base has the most potential and also takes the most work to build trust. For me, a referral helps quickly establish a bond and get the conversation started. So my question is, what about you? Who is the ideal referral for your business? If you haven't taken the time, sit down and write down who that ideal client's going to be, right? Step 2, ask for introductions instead of referrals. This is a big one. It's a bit of a switch up. Since we've been using the R word for most of this, see, the reason you may want to try using the word introduction is that it does not come with any expectations of a purchase. Have you ever shied away from giving a referral because you weren't sure if the person would be ready to buy? You weren't sure if they'd be the right customer, and you didn't want to give somebody a referral that might not buy, right? So help people understand that you're simply looking to meet others that your business can help, and just start a dialogue. You can describe someone in step one above, then ask if they know anyone that fits the profile. And by actively describing, then asking, you trigger people to start tapping their minds to find you that business. Most people don't actively do this, so you have to make it a part of your conversation, but just ask for an introduction. Step three, empower your referrers with tools. You must test this one out, as it helped me and my clients big time. See, there's two points to understand. First, people want to give referrals because it makes them feel good. And second, they usually don't do it because they don't know how. Your job is to equip them with referring tools. You see more of this each day with online businesses where they give you a unique referral code, a post this to Facebook button that has that predefined script, or simply sharing buttons on a website. And all of these tools have been designed to simplify the referral process. And you can employ these same techniques with your offline customers as well. A perfect example is the email referral. Picture this. You meet someone at a networking event and you really connect well. During your chat, they identify someone who'd be a great fit for you as a customer. And the normal way to handle it be to give them a card and tell them to get that person to call you, right? What are your conversions on that? How much control do you really have with that process? See, a better way would be to tell them, hey, that'd be fantastic. How about we do this? I'm going to send you an email covering some of the stuff we just talked about, and you just have to forward it to your friend. You can make any adjustments you like. Then you go to your email later that day and send them your pre-made referral script. This is a really, really fun way to do it. So for me, it's something like this. Hey, so-and-so, it's Bill. I want to introduce you to Joe Girard. He's a strategic business coach in sales and marketing. We were just discussing some really interesting business ideas the other day, and I thought of you immediately. I think it'd be worthwhile for you two to connect, as I think you'd get along quite nicely. I told him a bit about your business and he was excited about what you were up to and wanted to meet you. He had some great ideas that you'd get a kick out of for sure, and I'll leave it up to you two to chat. See if you want to grab coffee or phone call and possibly be a good fit. You never know. And it's as simple as that. Then I would just send that to people and you can make any adjustments and send it on, right? See what happens. That way I can take the guesswork out of the referrals when I send this off. And the pressure of them having to type something up is gone. See, they might completely change the whole message, but at least they get a sense of how you work, who you want to talk to, and it lets them breathe a bit easier. Number four. Send thank you cards to all referrers. Make sure that you recognize people that have taken the time to transfer their trust to you. Handwritten cards are the best. Email is the worst. Skywriting is over the top, just so we're clear. Number five, ask for referrals, even from lost business. This is a really cool opportunity, especially if your business is a service. If you can get all the way to the proposal stage and they don't end up buying, that is the ultimate time to ask for a referral. Obviously, you did a good job to get them to the proposal stage, and hopefully you've built a decent relationship. So why not tell them it's okay that they don't buy from you and ask them if they know anyone who may be a better fit? And since they're already rejecting you, they may feel bad enough already to make an extra effort. Just so we're clear, I'm not saying guilt them into it, but base it on the level of your relationship in the moment. Just don't miss this golden opportunity to ask. Number six, make a list of sources. You should get in the habit of actively listing potential referral sources on a regular basis. And on this post, I have a downloadable free referral checklist you can grab that'll help you get thinking about some sources as well as some more tips. And the act of actually building your list will get you thinking deeper about your ideal customers and your processes. So try that. Number seven, schedule time to go and ask for introductions. I always say if it's not scheduled, you probably won't do it. Make a plan to connect with people on a regular basis and build a referral machine that you actually drive. Take time each week to share what you're up to with your network and ask people for introductions. Don't look at it as selling, but simply helping people become more aware of what you offer and who you want to connect with. And if you haven't got my sweet ebook called The 90-Day Sprint yet, I would say go and buy it for $9. There's a link right there. This will help you start to develop a referral plan into your already busy schedule and simplify your days. I'm telling you, man, putting referrals into your process and making it a plan will absolutely drive your sales. So get on that. Number eight, the last one, track your sources. This is one people miss all the time. This last tip is about measuring, evaluating, and improving. Don't spread yourself too thin by trying everything all the time. You don't need to be at every networking function. You don't have to have all the bells and whistles on your site, and you don't have to be constantly calling all your customers for referrals. You just need to start tracking what works and where you get your best results from. See what see what sources give you good referrals, which ones convert best, and where you get the best ROI. Do you perhaps have a referral fee program that gets new leads to come see you? Do you have a customer appreciation event that is well attended? Do you belong to a community group that actively helps each other out? And, you know, get out and start making things happen for your business. All right, finally, the best way to get a referral, you ready for it? Give a referral. At last, I will get to the point of all this. I actually thought this would be a quick post today, but I got carried away typing and sharing these ideas with you. I sincerely hope you test them out and let me know how they work for you. See, time and time again, I've seen people try everything to get new leads. But the number one way to build a referral machine is to be the best in your network at helping others grow their business. This takes some time, but those who do this well never have to worry about new business again. People in their network are so excited to send them new business, it's crazy. Build trust and a reputation in your community as a connector and be known for what you do. Help others succeed and they're going to want to reciprocate. It's human nature. But be warned, people are going to see through you if your goals are self-serving. You must give first and ask nothing in return. And be patient. All right, that's it. I hope this helps you in your business today and into the future. Today's marketplace is absolutely calling for a new breed of salespeople, and the time is right for what I'm calling the unselling revolution. Stop selling and build intelligent, collaborative communities that focus on giving value to each other. Selling in the future will require more than what you can do alone. It will be about how well you have built a network of trust. So stay tuned for more on this over the coming weeks and months. So go out and apply this, and please comment below the post on how you're going to build your own referrals and apply these techniques. And remember to share this with others. I hope that helps you out. Now go and get some referrals and let me know how it goes.